This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. December 10th is International Human Rights Day, a day set aside by the United Nations to recognize the ongoing struggle to have basic human rights, including labor rights, respected in the world. Those rights are stated in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, adopted by the members of the United Nations after World War II. I talked to Stephen Benedict about the declaration. Mr. Benedict is the director of the Human and Trade Union Rights Department of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the top labor body in the world. Its members include national labor centrals such as the Trades Union Congress in the UK, the AFL-CIO in the US, and the Congress of South African Unions, COSATU. I asked Mr. Benedict what it means when people say the right to join a union is a human right.
It's very simple. The United Nations in 1950 established a universal declaration. In it, it includes the rights of workers to do a number of things under Article 23 in particular. And if I may, I'll just read out a couple of the lines. I'll start with the one you just mentioned, which is that everyone has the right to form and to join trade unions for the protection of his or hers interests. It also includes a number of other specific rights. Everyone has the right to work, to free choice of employment, to just and favorable conditions of work, and to protection against unemployment. Everyone, without any discrimination, has the right to equal pay for equal work. Everyone who works has the right to just and favorable remuneration, ensuring for himself and his family, or her family should be, an existence of human dignity and supplemented, if necessary, by other means of social protection. So there you have it from 1950.
In your opinion, what are the top three countries which abuse the rights of workers to join and form unions?
Of course, situations change from country to country and from time to time. One such country is Guatemala, where today to be a trade unionist means putting your life at risk. So if that's the standard, then certainly Guatemala belongs in that list. Beyond that, of course, it's difficult to tell you which are the top three. It depends a little bit how you look at it. One could say that in the country that I come from and that you come from, freedom of association is not respected. It is in the Charter of Rights, but it is a very well protected secret. All you have to do is ask a worker who tries to set up a trade union in a workplace in Canada, and they will tell you that they risk getting fired and having to wait for many years to have their case go through the courts. So, you know, it depends how you set the criteria. If you look at the U.S., the same thing applies. It's very, very difficult to set up a trade union. Or you can go to a country like China and discuss whether there is real freedom of association and whether workers can freely set up trade unions of their choosing. So I would certainly say that it depends how you want to look at it. Whether it's Belarus, where the independent trade unions are hammered by the Lukashenko regime, whether it is what we are seeing today in the Ukraine, where the official trade unions are fighting with the demonstrations that are taking place. The list, unfortunately, is too long, and it's very difficult to say which one the top three would be.
What can unions and their members do to support the recognition of labor unionism as a human right?
The answer is both very simple and very complex. The simple answer really is when workers can mobilize their power and make that an effective tool to influence employers and governments, then clearly we will have moved forward. If we look around the world, organized workers represent a small minority of the active labor force. And our ability to really leverage power is limited. And so the focus of the International Trade Union Confederation as it prepares for its next Congress next May in Berlin has been and will be to build that political power of the trade unions. And that really it has to be at the center of our agenda. If we are going to defend workers' rights as a human right.
Tell us about your department. What does it do?
The Human and Trade Union Rights Department in the ITUC campaigns to do two things. One, to defend trade union rights, and there are a number of ways in which we do that. We do that by raising awareness about violations through a survey, which is available on our website and describes violations that take place in countries around the world. So it's an information flow. We also, of course, deal with issues in the International Labor Organization, whether they are complaints under the Committee on Freedom of Association or through the Committee on Application of Standards, where we organize to have a number of countries invited to explain why they are not living up to the commitments that they have made under ILO conventions. We also work with our affiliates to improve their capacity to deal with the situations that exist in their countries. So there are some campaigns on specific countries. I mentioned Guatemala, where we are trying to improve the ability of our affiliates to work with the trade union movement in Guatemala to influence the attitude of employers and the attitude of the Guatemalan government. But there are also a number of other countries where we are doing similar work, whether it's Bahrain in the Gulf or whether it's Fiji, where a dictatorship prevents workers from exercising their rights under a number of conventions.